Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, how are you? You are right there in the center of things. How's life?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good. A couple updates we're looking for. Jared Allen, thoughts?
Look, he's dealing with an excruciating injury. The injury actually happened, guys, in game one of the series against the Magic. He took an elbow to the rib area, and nobody thought anything of it that much. He was able to play through it. They thought it was just, you know, soreness from a physical series, something that he was going to have to deal with throughout the course of the series against the Magic. And then he took another direct hit from Franz Wagner in that same point. The way that has been described to me is that Franz Wagner pierced his rib, whatever that means, and he's in a lot of pain. And for Jarrett, it has become difficult for him to raise his arms above his head. He feels significant pain when he tries to do that. And think about all of his responsibilities on the court, rebounding the ball, getting second chance opportunities for this team, setting screens, rolling to the basket, being a lob threat, trying to block shots, contest other shots. So much of what he does requires him being able to move in a certain kind of way, to extend his arms in a certain kind of way. And I think there's just a little bit of a worry in terms of how much pain is he going to be in when he plays, how effective is he going to be if he plays, and how much can he protect himself in this state if he does play. He was on the court here with the team for shoot around at TD Garden ahead of tonight's game one, but he's officially listed as questionable. And I think it's all just going to be dependent on how he feels and how effectiveness he believes he can be and how effective the Cavs believe he can be when he tries to test it out before the game tonight with a bunch of the members of the training staff.
Chris, you're not painting a very rosy picture of this. So it's obviously a big, big deal. Do you think he'll be able to play in Boston game one or two? If you had to bet?
If I had to bet, I don't think he'll be available tonight against the Celtics. And even if he does play, whether it's game one, game two, game three, I just don't know how effective he can be dealing with this particular injury. I was talking to another player around the NBA who I'm very close with who had a similar injury, and he said it took him like 2 to 3 weeks to feel like he could do the things on the court that he needed to do to be effective. Now, this is different, right? This isn't the regular season. This is the postseason. This is the Eastern Conference semifinals. And I'm told that Jarrett is doing everything that he can possibly do to make it back on the floor and try and help these guys. But I just have my doubts personally about game one tonight against the Celtics.
So they're not going to just tape an aspirin to it and throw him back out on the floor. That takes all the fun
out of it. It doesn't work that way.
I had so many coaches, just tape an aspirin to it and get back out. You can play. It's not a big deal. How about we saw Dean Wade just kind of getting loose. Still listed as out for tonight's game. But encouraging that we actually saw him out there, right?
Look, Dean's important to this series, potentially, for the Cavs. If you remember, he was the hero of their only regular season win against Boston. He put on a show in front of Travis Kelce where he was banging threes, he was dunking, he was playing great defense. He was the spark plug of that comeback win against the Celtics at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. They need his size. They need his versatility. They need his defense. They need his shooting and his spacing, especially given the fact that George Niang has given the Cavs absolutely nothing so far in the playoffs, especially in that series against the Magic. It just wasn't a good series for George from a matchup perspective. And I don't think this one is that much better of a series for George from a matchup perspective. Boston is long. Boston's athletic. Boston is quick. Boston has guys that can beat other dudes off the dribble. It's just going to be tough, I think, for George to give this team what he gave them in the regular season. So that's where Dean comes in as a depth piece, as an insurance policy. If he can be healthy and effective, I think there's a place for him in this series against the Celtics. But I think everything that I've heard when it comes to Dean is that if he does come back, it's looking more like this upcoming weekend when the series shifts to Cleveland for game 3 and 4. And a lot of this is going to be determined, guys, based on how his body responds, how his knee responds to increased activity. He went through a private workout yesterday before the team even got here to Boston to test it out. He was able to do some sideline-to-sideline running today at shoot-around. He was able to do some light shooting today at shoot-around. So a lot of these things are positive signs. But I don't think he's going to be back for either game here in Boston.
Chris Fedor joining us from Cleveland.com, covers the Cavaliers, and of course he works with us here from time to time at 92.3thefan.com. In looking at the matchups in this series, Chris, I'm looking for an edge for the Cavs. I don't know that it's in the backcourt because Drew Holiday and Derek White are really good, and I think Donovan's better than those guys, and I think Darius Garland can be, but I think that's going to be an interesting battle to watch. Mm-hmm. The Cavs don't have a wing like Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but I do think, especially if Jarrett can go, there's an opportunity for the Cavs to exploit the Celtics inside. Do you think that's valid? Or especially without Kristaps Porzingis, and can the Cavs do that if Jared Allen's not in there with Evan Mobley?
I absolutely do. I do think that is an advantageous matchup for the Cavs if Jared can be healthy and effective at some point in the series. Even if he can't be, I do think there is a slight advantage for somebody like Evan Mobley. Look, he was a game wrecker on defense in the series against Orlando, but he showed some of the limitations that he still has on the offensive end of the floor. If you think about it, in Boston's first series, Bam Adebayo was the best player for the Miami Heat. Bam was dominant in that series. It didn't matter because he didn't get enough help and because Boston is a great team, as good of a team that we have seen since the dynastic Golden State Warriors. But Bam had success against the Celtics when it came to scoring, when it came to rebounding, when it came to anchoring the defense, when it came to second chance opportunities. And I do think those things are going to present themselves to the Cavs, and it's going to be up to Mobley and Allen to take advantage of them. The only problem with that, guys, is that then it becomes a math problem. The Celtics are the best three-point shooting team in the NBA. They take and make more threes than anybody in the NBA. So if they're going to live out on the three-point line and they're going to bang in 15 to 20 threes a night in this series, somewhere in that range, the way that they did in round one against the Miami Heat, the Cavs are going to have to make some threes. They're going to have to take some threes. They're going to have to make some threes because three is greater than two. So maybe Jared Allen is going to have success inside, and maybe Evan Mobley is going to have success inside, and maybe they are going to win the paint battle. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win games in this series that way, because it can become a math problem against the Celtics, and it can become a math problem very, very quickly against the Celtics. So if the Cavs dominate the paint, that doesn't necessarily lead to success, not in this series, not against this opponent.
I know this sounds like just kind of an idiot's question, but I'm going to ask it anyways because I'm an idiot. Is there a mood to this team right now, or is this does the team kind of you're around it every day? You know what I'm talking about. Is there a hey, we have nothing to lose? Is it hey, we're playing for jobs? Is it hey, we'll see what happens? Or I don't know. Is there a mood?
The pressure of playing for jobs thing was alleviated slightly based on the fact that the Cavs won the first round series against Orlando. They were the better team. They were the favored team. They were supposed to win that series. And everything this year, coming into this year, was about taking the next step as an organization. After the flameout against the Knicks in the first round, can't have that happen again. Got to take the next step as an organization. Got to get out of the first round of the playoffs. They did that, so some of the pressure is lifted. Nobody expects them to compete with Boston. This is, from a betting perspective, the most lopsided series in the conference semifinals or beyond since 2017. That is a long time. That is how much of a favorite Boston is in this series. And they deserve that. Are you kidding me? They're great. It's one of the best teams that we've seen in the last decade, honestly. When they're full strength, man, there is not a more complete, more talented roster in the NBA. So that's what the Cavs are up against. And because of that, you know, I think the expectations are a little bit different. I think the pressure is a little bit different. I do think that the players understand that, too. Donovan Mitchell talked about it on Sunday. He said, look, nobody's picking us to beat the Celtics. Everybody thinks we're going to get our ass kicked against this team. And he's right. I can't find anybody that has picked the Cavs to win this series. I don't think I've found anybody that has picked this thing to go beyond six games. So because of that, I think the organization can look back on this season, no matter what happens here against the Celtics, as a success. In saying that, there's tons of motivation to prove people wrong here. There's tons of, okay, we're going to do everything that we can do to shut up the naysayers and stuff like that. But I think the smart people within the organization understand the challenge ahead of this team against this particular juggernaut.
What do they do with Jason Tatum?
Well, look, I think Evan Mobley is somebody who theoretically can handle that kind of matchup. I also think Dean Wade theoretically is somebody who can handle that kind of matchup. And that doesn't mean shut him down. He is an elite player. He's an MVP candidate. But in terms of making it difficult on him, I think stylistically those two guys can do that. The problem is going into the series, if Jarrett is not ready at the beginning of this series, then Evan Mobley is going to be preoccupied with whoever it's going to be that's starting for Porzingis, Al Horford maybe. So I just think that it's probably, if Jarrett's not ready, I think that assignment first and foremost goes to Isaac Okoro. And you hope that Isaac Okoro, the guy that you have been saying deserves a spot on one of the all defensive teams, can bother Tatum in a way that at times Isaac was able to bother Paolo Banchero in the previous series. That's why you have a guy like Isaac, right? That's why he's probably going to get a 12 to 15, maybe north of $15 million contract annually, because he's that caliber defender. We understand the limitations that he has offensively, but if you're going to put him in the starting lineup because you don't have Jared Allen, then you're doing that to give him that assignment. And then it's going to be up to the other individual defenders on the Cavs to hang with Jaylen Brown and Derek White and Drew Holiday. And that's one of the things that makes Boston so difficult and dynamic, guys. In that first round playoff series against the Heat, Jason Tatum didn't have to be spectacular. Jason Tatum didn't have to do for his team what Donovan had to do for his team, because Boston had three guys in round one average at least 20 points per game. Tatum did it, Jaylen Brown did it, and Derek White did it. So they're coming at you with multiple guys that are three-level scorers, and the Cavs' defense is going to have its hands full. And the defense has been great for the Cavs in this playoff run so far, but that was against offensively challenged Orlando, who went into the playoffs with the worst offense of any team that made the playoffs. This is the best offense in the NBA that the Cavs are going to be dealing with, and it goes way beyond Jason Tatum.
Chris, I'm going to come back to the game in a second. I just want to ask you a bigger picture, because I know Jeff and I want to talk about this a little bit later. Last night, Jamal Murray, you know, Denver had a bad night against the Timberwolves. He decided he was going to take a heat pack and throw it on the floor during gameplay.
And then a towel.
And then a towel. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen there?
That's got to be a suspension, or that's got to be a fine, or it's got to be both. That was a dangerous play. That was an unacceptable play. That's not something that the NBA can allow to happen. And I totally get it. It's the middle of a playoff series. it's about to shift to game three in Minnesota. You don't want to put, you know, Denver at a decided detriment because they're not going to be able to have somebody the caliber of Jamal Murray, who's so important to them. But at some point, like, you can't allow those kinds of things to continue. And if it's just some kind of slap on the wrist, if that's the precedent that you set for something that I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in an NBA game.
No.
If that's the precedent that you set, that's a dangerous one. So I think the NBA needs to come down really, really hard on him.
I agree with you on that. If he plays in game three, shame on the NBA.
Right. Completely agree.
Yep. You shouldn't do that. If you're JB Bickerstaff going into this game, are you thinking let's pound it to Evan? Are you thinking Donovan? Good luck. We need 45. I mean, obviously the Cavs, you know, can compete with the Boston Celtics. There's no question about that. But I just wonder which way JB goes in his thinking on this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No team is built the same, but I think it's pretty clear that the best way that you beat the Celtics or the teams that have had the most success against the Celtics in past years are the teams that go bananas from three-point range. When Miami got one game from the Celtics in round one, they did it with a three-point shooting exhibition. They made 23 as a team. It's going to require the Cavs taking 40 to 45 threes a night. It's going to require the Cavs making a handful of those. It's going to require Max Strus getting hot, Darius Garland getting hot, Donovan Mitchell getting hot. That, to me, is the best formula for success for the Cavs. And I totally understand that at some point you just have to be you and you have to capitalize on mismatches and you have to take advantage of certain situations in front of you. But I think if the Cavs continue to just plop the ball down low to Evan or Jarrett or whoever it is, or if they have a bunch of drivers that are going to attack in one-on-one isolation situations and finish whirling layups at the rim the way that, you know, Donovan and Darius did at various points in the series against the Magic, I think to some degree you're playing into the Celtics' hands. And I think to some degree they're going to take a similar approach that Orlando took. And it's like, if we sacrifice the paint slightly, if we give up driving lanes slightly, that's fine, but we're staying attached to these shooters. We are not leaving these guys on the perimeter. We're going to make it as difficult on the others as possible because we don't think Darius and Donovan together can outscore us as a full team. And it's going to require at times the Cavs to do some creative things offensively. I think it's going to require the Cavs at times to change up their lineups and their rotations and maybe use some four shooter lineups. Heck, try some five shooter lineups, things like that. This is a different kind of beast that the Cavs are going up against, and I just don't think there are easy, simple answers for solving their defensive dynamic in terms of switch everything. And I don't think there are easy, simple answers for the Cavs on the other end to contain the Celtics as well. So I just think they're going to have to get extremely creative, and to me that means a lot of movement off the ball, and that means hoist as many threes that you can within reason to see if you can get that math equation a little bit more toward your favor.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course, we'll be following everything you write and everything you say coming out of Boston. Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Chris Fedor, plaindealercleveland.com. Time now for 2020 with Andrew Hody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.